before you this morning with gladness in our heart. We're so glad that you are our God, Father, that you are the only true and living God, and we give you all praise and honor, Father. We thank you for the many spiritual blessings you provide us. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the salvation you brought to us through Jesus. And we thank you for Jesus and his willingness to die for us. Father, we pray this morning for those of our number who are sick or not feeling well or infirm in other ways. We pray that you would be with them and that you would comfort them, strengthen them, Father, as that's your will. We know that you're the only one who can sometimes help them out when the doctors have done all they can. We pray, Father, that you would be with this church, that we might be a strong church for you, that we might grow in truth and grow in spirit. We might grow in love for one another, Father, and that we might grow in numbers so that we might have a good number of people to do your work, Father. Help us to spread your gospel in this area and around the world as best we can. Father, we pray that you would be with us this morning in this service, that everything we do and say here would be in keeping with your will, that it would be pleasing to you, that we as a congregation might be edified, and you might be glorified by all that we do, Father. Be with us as we go through this service, and be with Jim as he brings our message. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Great Sunday school this morning. Actually, the discipleship class, we've been praying about that. They actually exceeded their enrollment this morning. Had some good breakfast down there, too. You might want to be a part of that. But had a good Sunday school. Had several people with us this morning visiting. Appreciate that as well. And there's others of you that's come in since Sunday school and that's visiting with us. And I want you to know you're our special guest. Appreciate you being here with us this morning. I want to do something just a little bit different this morning, though. I want to take you to Scripture. And, we're through Thanksgiving now, and we want to always continue to be thankful. We're thankful at Thanksgiving mostly because of what's going to happen at Christmas time and Easter time. And we're kind of going into seasons. For me, from here to Easter, it's our time. And, we need to get excited about it. I just want to talk to you for just for a minute. And, I want to take you over to Luke, just a little piece of the Christmas story for just a second. And, Pastor and I were talking, or several of us in the prayer room this morning were talking, and Pastor was talking about this is a time of year that depression strikes a lot of people. It's a reflective time. Christians are not exempt from this. There's things that concern people. Suicides get at a high rate and this kind of thing. But I want you to look around this morning at your family here. If there's anybody here you're depressed, why don't you get encouraged this morning? And I'm going to tell you why as I look at these verses. Because as we look at these shepherds, they were out in the field. They were just doing what they do every day. It's just like all the rest of us. They were doing their job, and they were going along. And there were some trials and some troubles, and there's some things going on that didn't like. And I'm sure the government would do it. It was a real mess at that time, and it even got messier as time went on. And it probably will for us, too. But the Lord had something to say about that, had a message for us. This is a message given almost 2,000 years ago. It says in this, they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Same thing they did last night. And they'll do tomorrow night and continue on doing their job. And said, lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. God came on the scene, and they kind of got afraid. Sometimes that's part of what happens at Christmas time. God begins to come on the scene. He comes on the scene in my heart and makes me think about my family, think about what they say. Makes me think about what kind of representative I've been for him after he's given me such a gift. And all this, really a reflective time. This is an emotional time. But here's what the angel said. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. All people. For in you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You haven't done, can't do anything that gets outside of that right there. All people, and you got a Savior. If you're here this morning, you're saved. You're part of the greatest family that there's ever going to be. If you're here this morning, you're not saved. You don't have to leave here that way. You can be a part of the greatest family that ever will be, the family of God today. And listen, if anybody here, you get depressed this time of year, whatever, you need somebody to talk to, you dial my number anytime you want to. Or look around, look up and down that pew. You've got brothers and sisters in here. You've got people that love you, care about you. You've got a pastor that needs you. And you've got a place in this church and you're a part of this family. You're a part of the body of Christ to represent Christ. What a joy it is to be that today. And it's all because of what Jesus did. We didn't have anything, but he just gave it to us.
Good being house of the Lord this morning. I got a card to read, and it says, "To my church family, thank you so much for the Thanksgiving bag of goodies and all the love and support you have given me this past year. I am blessed to have each of you in my life." That's from Miss Sue. She's gone singing this morning, but she wanted me to read that card thanking the church. Any lady that's been involved in the Secret PAL this year, you're going to have a party next Sunday, December 6th at 4 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. Bring finger foods and bring a gift, a Christmas gift for your Secret PAL. And if you can't make it, make sure you get your gift to Joan and she'll take it down there for you. So next Sunday at 4 o'clock. And anybody that's going to the big game dinner, it's going to be the first Saturday in February, Bayside Baptist Church. The tickets are $12 each. If you're going, you need to get the money to Joan by today. Frank's got to get the tickets next week. So again, $12 each for the big game dinner. And we've been talking throughout the month about our missionaries and about how the church sends out a double offering to help for Christmas, and that will go out, and that's funded through our Sunday school giving. Appreciate all that y'all have done this month, but continue to remember our missionaries. Don't just let it stop. If you got a little extra, throw it in there. They'll appreciate it, and God will bless you for it. So let's remember those that are on the field. You know, they're out away from their other family members. You know, they may have their wife and children, but, you know, their parents and grandparents and others, they're away from them. So let's pray for them as they go out and go where we can't go. Operation Christmas Outreach. You know, we had a meeting they did a couple of weeks ago about this. And this is something the church does to help provide Christmas for families in need that may not have anything. If you know a family that you'd like to nominate or a child, Catherine York has got some forms. Get those, and you need to get them back to her by December 2nd, which is what, Tuesday? Wednesday. Get them back to her by Wednesday if you possibly can, because they're going to shop on the 10th and wrap on the 11th, deliver on the 12th. We've got a lot going on there, but you know a family needs help, get a form, get it filled out, and get it back to them. And then next Sunday, after the service, we'll have a special offering. And everything taken up will be for that purpose, just used to go out and purchase gifts for these families in need. So be here next Sunday. Pray about what God would have you to give, what he'd have you to do. But that'll be after the service next Sunday. December 20th is our Christmas play. Invite somebody to come with you. It'll be the evening service in the Fellowship Hall. Start at 6 o'clock. Just invite somebody to come out. We'll fill up the house and be praying about the Christmas play. I believe you'll get a blessing if you'll come this year. And we'll be having fellowship afterwards. Again, finger foods or whatever you want to bring. Just remember, no nut products in the Fellowship Hall. And we'll just have a good time. We'll have a play and just a time of fellowship, December 20th. So be remembering that. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
Let me add to that. I've heard this Christmas play is fantastic.
Carol and Kathy are looking for military families that's got a husband or a wife deployed that their kids might need help. We're going to try to help them too. Well, we're going to help them. So if they find some, we'll meet that need. Any birthdays or anniversaries? Ron Morgan. Yeah. Well, he must be old. Everybody's jumping on him. Thomas?
I'm not Teresa. Y'all don't have an anniversary?
Whose birthday? Happy birthday to you. my hand.
Saving is the Christ of Calvary. Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hands?
Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary. The deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know
that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
And Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect plan? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great high.